Okay. Start the judge, ready?
Yes, sir, indeed.
We're holding on that Pei Zayin. Shachat velofisa v'ra'ohu acher chayav lechaser. It's a shochet, shechts, and he himself is not mechas the dam. Somebody else that the dam requires kisui, then that person is chayav to be mechas. This we'll see, we learn from a special pasuk. Kisahu v'nitgala. If someone was mechas the dam, and now wind blows off the dust that he had used for kisui, and now the dam has again become uncovered, patur milachasot. There's no chiyuv to be mechase once again if the dam had been covered through the maisa hamitzvah. Chisol haruah, however, if it had been covered by the wind, and then we'll see in the Gemara, it means and then it became uncovered, then chayav lechasot, because the mitzvah was never yet mekuyemet. The fact that the Torah puts together the Shafach and the Vechisa tells me that the Iker Chiyuv is initially on the person who does the Maisa Shvit. Misha Shafach Yechase. However, Shachat Velo Chisa V'ra'ohu Acher Minayin Shechayav L'Chasot. How do we know that there's a Chiyuv of Kisui if someone sees that it wasn't Mechuse? That I learn out from the interesting passage that says, "Va'omar livnei Yisrael." What am I adding? "Va'omar livnei Yisrael." To tell me, this is of course in the middle of the parsha Kisiyana. "Va'omar livnei Yisrael" is an azar. Why are you sitting in someone else's welcome? I see your gracious for Richie's ultimate arrival. No, this is safe. Ah, I haven't had this opportunity for quite some time. Ah, it's getting all ready, don't worry. Well, Omar b'nei Yisrael tells me it's an azhora l'chol b'nei Yisrael. That everyone is mechuyev to be mechaser. Very interesting situation over here. In other words, you have a mitzvah that is given to this individual, but if he doesn't do it, then it's given to others. There's a question over here, which Lamaisa is no gay, very much lahalacha. There's a minig that shechtim give out the mitzvah of kisei adam, because usually people don't get a chance to be mekayim that mitzvah. How often do you? So somebody comes and he visits a shlata, a son, a sheikh, will often say, "Would you like me to come to Kisei Adam? We'll have an opportunity like this thing." The shayla is this a specific mitzvah on the sheikh? Is it v'shachat v'chisa a specific mitzvah to him? Because you have to give away, how can you give away your mitzvah? It would be also to give away a mitzvah. And I believe the Chokhmah Sadam says it's mamash an isra. But nonetheless, the minig has become that it's done. Because, I mean, the pashtus of the sugya is not that it's the same mitzvah that's chal on everybody, but that it's a specific mitzvah on the v'shavach v'chisah. We have a ribui. That there's also a mitzvah on v'omar livnei Yisrael. But in the same way, you can't give away other mitzvahs, you shouldn't be able to give away this mitzvah.
Can you shed the word of that person and then let me tell you that particular?
If it's a mitzvah, it would be a mitzvah Hashem Begufa. I mean, that's the fact that the Torah is not telling us the mitzvah is each shall be covered, but rather that he shall do the act of covering. V'omar livnei Yisrael is a mitzvah that shall be covered. There seems to be, in other words, two completely different elements. It's a fascinating thing. Usually you have one definition. The mitzvah is either to do, to eat matzah. So we have a chiyuv to eat the matzah. Not the matzah should be eaten. When it comes to achilas kochim, we have a mitzvah to see to it that the kochim is eaten, not to do the actual maizah achila. Those are two very different mitzvahs. Over there we find indeed a kohen who said, "Listen, it's not enough, I won't take, give to somebody else." Because it really doesn't matter if ultimately it's eaten. Mashenken, over here it seems that the sheikh himself has a mitzvah to do the maizah mitzvah. V'omar livnei Yisrael, every individual has a mitzvah, allow the sheikh to give away the mitzvah. So in the mice, it's a machlokas achronim, where most hold it's osur, and yet the minhag is that it's done all the time. Tanya ira v'shafach v'chisa. Another brisa points out that there's a remez also in v'shafach v'chisa that the same way that you do the shvicha, b'mash shafach bo yichase. In other words, if you use your hand for shvicha, we understand that people don't shech with their toes. So the same way, you shouldn't be mavaz in the midst of kisei adab to kick a little dirt over the dam and bring b'chasa. Because in order shelo yeh mitzvot b'zuyot alav, this also has to be done as an act with full shlita and kavana and so on. Tanya yidach, another remez is v'shafach v'chisa. Mi sheshafach hu yichasenu. The mitzvah specifically on the one who did the mice of shlita. And indeed, there was a maisa that happened. Be'achat shachat, v'kadan v'chaviro v'chisa. Somebody came along and did the kisei adam before the other person could do it, which means that labaisa he took away the mitzvah from him, because as we know, once the dam is covered, it's not shaykh anymore to be mekayem the mitzvah. You can't just come along now and uncover it. And he was toveyam in court. V'chivo Rabbi Gamliel li'tein lo asarazu uvim. Rabbi Gamliel was mechayev them to pay 10 zehuvim. It's an awful lot of money. 10 zehuvim is probably in today's term $400 or $500 for taking away the mitzvah from him. Tosis points out, it's such a mishnah the Gemara. Tosis points out, what the church thinks, so let him pay him for another chicken, and he'll do a mitzvah. Now he has a new mitzvah, and he'll be mechayev the mitzvah with the chicken. Which otherwise, $500, you can buy dozens and dozens of mitzvahs of kisei adam. And Tosfos says, well, but that would be a different mitzvah. This mitzvah was stolen. You understand how people would say, nah, okay, maybe I won't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow. But what's a chayach? This is worth $500 itself. And you say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll find another chicken. What kind of nonsense is that? And there are people who go through life always saying, so there'll be another opportunity. The other opportunity is another opportunity. Each one is priceless. What's the chance to say?
Yeah, but according to Rav Dessler, right? You can't put a value on a mitzvah.
I thought it was a mishnah, but in any event, Mishraela is how it is we understand this chiyuv, because it's very negeya lahalach. In other words, the question is like this, and this is actually in my focus we're showing you. Whether what we're talking about over here, the Asara Zehuvim, is a knas, or is the Asara Zehuvim an actual payment for loss? As Rashi says over here, that it was Mechayev to pay Mipnev Shehifsidu Tzchar. He took away this person's Tzchar mitzvah, which we're translating into a particular terminology. I mean, the Nafkamina would be, first of all, whether you can be Dan Mizman Hazeh Lefer. If it's a knas, we don't do knas. Tosis points out that anything that is not actual Fisorin Kis, we don't done. Because we wouldn't be done this. But if the person would be Tefes, you go ahead and you take the money. So then, Atfisa, Lechera, if it's Nezek, so the fact that Bezdin won't take it from you, doesn't matter. If you go ahead and you take it yourself, they won't take it away from you. The next time somebody does something like that, go, grab a scar or something. And let him sue you to get it back. That would be an afkamina. An afkamina would be if you hold, according to the Shiitas who hold, that Meida b'knas is potter even on a knas drabonon, which is a big shaila. The shaila of knas drabonon functions in a different way than the element of knas in the Torah. But nonetheless, those who hold the Meida b'knas is potter even on the knasot drabonon were kobeya tashlumi. By the way, the Rambam's Hagdora is based on the Gemara, that anything that is katsuv is by definition a knas. So in other words, if we say Asara Zehuvim, then we're saying as a kitzuv for a mitzvah, it's got to be a knas. Those who hold that it's not a knas say it's not katsuv. And this is just an example. Depending on the situation, in other words, if to somebody, this is a very rare mitzvah. Never get a chance of this. Maybe it's worth a million zehuvim. If it's somebody who isn't machshir mitzvah, so why should we pay him anything? And so on and so forth. According to that, Enochinami, Asara Zehuvim would be an example. But if you hold it, we pass Asara Zehuvim, is Mamish Asara Zehuvim, then the Rambam is saying the Pharisee, that is, by definition, a knas. And we find elements where the Rabbanan would kovea knasot on things where it's almost a no-fault kind of thing, a very interesting thing. In other words, we see in the Gemara, where, like this, normally for things that are done, that are, let's say somebody slaps somebody else, or kicks him in the rear, and so on, right? These are embarrassing elements. They're not really, they're not hefset elements. So Rabbanan are kaveya for various things that you'll do. A slap with the palm of your hand, X. The back of your hand, Y. A kick in the rear with your knee is Z, and so on and so forth. So each one of these things is a knas katsuv in order to be able to be makatsuv elements of din, and so make it actually possible to collect as a small claim issue. This is what happened. That's it. No discussion. Who are you? Who are you? So then this would be one of those type of things too. It wouldn't matter how hush of mitzvahs are to you. We'll see later on in this sugya very much an indication that that is the case. To make up for the brokers that he took from him. That's a fascinating thing, but it's a wrong side. No. I'll tell you why. Because this is a very common situation. This thing has come up again and again in the literature of the Pesachim. And basically, the Mechalek between the Aliyah L'Torah and every other mitzvah. Because an Aliyah L'Torah is not a chiyuv on an individual or an individual right. Everybody has that chiyuv equally in the tzibur. The fact that we happen to be mechaved this person or that person is not that the mitzvah is his. So the male, if somebody gets there first and goes out and takes it from him, in that case, bedafka, there is no chiyuv. At least according to many Pesachim. I don't know, you know, maybe the Rav there was right to be chaylik, I don't know. But certainly that's even where somebody stole away a kayan's aliyah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because even that, even though that was kohua, something common as a year, we would never hear the end of it. But even though that's kohua vaime, it's still lamaisa achiyev on everybody in the tzibur. That's exactly what Tysus points out. You can't do that. That's the other thing that's wrong about the Psalm. I mean, I assume that he did it for teaching a lesson, to make an impression, you know, which is a beautiful thing to do, but it really shouldn't be confusing with the sugya for both those reasons. I mean, Tysus points out you can't substitute one bracha for another. Yes, Tzigamor. The schar that we're referring to over here that he's paying him for, is that the schar of the mitzvah of the Kisui Adam? Or is it the schar of the brocha that he would have been able to make on the Kisui Adam? The nafkamina being, if you steal away somebody's Birkat HaMazon. Let's say you, somebody else is Mechubad with Birkat HaMazon, and you go ahead and you say, Rabbatai Mevarech, and everybody answers, and you go ahead and you say, Birkat HaMazon. Well, the Zeman is all of the brachas. It's just the Armanig, not to say the rest of the brachas.
So, the rest of the Rabbanan difference isn't significant.
No. So the nafkamina would be, my nafkamina is how much you have to pay. Because if it's a din in the mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah, Birkat HaMazon. But if it's a din in the bracha, there's four separate brachas in Birkat HaMazon. So that's the shayla. My nafkamina, the Birkat HaMazon, iam etzchar mitzvahs, and it's achati. Iam etzchar bracha, so then there's 40 zehuvim, 10 zehuvim for each bracha. Ma, and what's it then? What do you mean? Because the Birkat HaZimun is miyuchat for a particular person, no? That's true, but whoever gets it is the one that's going to be able to be mevorech. In Kriyas HaTorah, there's some achiyah to see to it that the Torah shall be read. It's a completely different. In other words, if you miss Kriyas HaTorah, you have a chiyah to go and create a new Kriyas HaTorah. There, the mitzvah exists only because there's a tzibur. Of here, the mitzvah exists because it's I'm going to be mevarech. Although the mice, it's a good point, very good point. Yeah. So my Toshma, the Omelay Hutz Tukin, the Rebbe, we could bring right to this from an actual mice. From the mice, again, it clearly appears that it's a din in a knas that is katsu. Because a certain Siddiqui came to Rebbe Mashmaut is over here that he was a Christian. Tzaduki in the sense of one of the, you know, that changed all of the cases where it was where minim or that, into something else that it shouldn't be remiss to Christians. But we'll see from the end of the sugya that he was up there among the Romans. So Tzaduki comes to me and he says to him, you know, according to the pasuk, it turns out that Mishi Yatzar Harim lo bara ruach, Umishi bara ruach lo yatzar harim. I said, I mean, one of them is the Father, one of them is the Son, and who knows what the Holy Ghost was born. So, you see that there's a separate Yetzer, a separate Beirat, it's different, different on others. I'm like, well, you're such an idiot, traitor. You didn't read the last part of the Pasuk. Shvila Sefer Dekra, how does the Pasuk end? Hashem Tzvakot Shemo. I said, how could it be Shemo? I mean, it has to be various names. If the whole point you're making is that various hanhagas are reserved for the different names, so how could it be Hashem Tzvakot Shemo? Oh my, this was extremely embarrassing. I mean, to be caught like that. Oh my, lein the kotli zimnat lasa yumi madrino chati yuf. To give me 3 days, the next debate, I'll have a good answer for you. So, Yossi Rebbe Klasa Tanisa, Rebbe is keeping a tainus for 3 days. He shouldn't fail to defeat this guy. Ki havikaboy mivra, when he was ready to have his suda at the end of these 3 days, all of a sudden the doorbell rings. They come in, they tell him, Tzaduki koya baba. Is it Tzaduki at the door? Rebbe says, vayetznu, vivruti rosh, just as I'm about to be eating my suda, they have to throw in more or into the suda. So the guy walks in, Amalai Rebbe Nebaser Tovot, I have good news for you. Turns out to be a different guy. Lo Matzat Shuvai Vechav, and a famine, a guy who made, the guy committed suicide. He couldn't come up with any good answers for tomorrow's debate, and so you can celebrate. So, I mean, obviously he invites him to eat with him. He was in a quandary because the Derech is mechayev to give the guy the bench. Doesn't want to give it to Tzaduki the bench. So he decides he'll buy it from him. So I'm ready to pay you 40 zuvim. Give him $3,000, $4,000, which that's in, year $400. I mean, this is heavy-duty dollars. So, you bring him a fantastic offer. He refused the offer and insists on Birkat HaMazon. Oh, my God. So, this guy, Ramesh, made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. You should know that mishpacha became extremely chashuv between the uppermost family in Rome. They're known till today by this name. No, it wasn't a guy. But which Christians were going? They mean it. In those days, the Jews, they had funny beliefs.
So,
the whole thing is, I'm inviting it in because of the chashivas of the person. He's not just a guest. He came in with a psura. I mean, you can't do that, you understand? I mean, nowadays, if a woman sticks out their hand to say Shalom Aleichem, you slap her in the face. I mean, that's, we don't have a concept of Derech Eretz and his chayvus and so on. I mean, but the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I mean, the guy walks out, he says, what, the Reform Rabbi? You're not here, not in my house. We got to offer him first time playing Zuhunim.
Is it Shomer Mitzvah?
Yeah.
He was the candidate, really?
Yeah. I've become mitzvah, So then the next case that we had is that someone was bechase the dam, and now the wind blows off the offer, so it says you're not chayav to be mechase. We have exactly the same thing. Here it says v'chisar. But Ravashi says v'eshiv. And we learn over there that that means Hashem, Afilu Me'avam. Just keep doing it. If you keep you find it again, you can't say, well, I was already behind this mitzvah. The guy wants to lose it again. Now it's his right. You have to give it back again. By Hashabbos, Abed, there's no miut. Here it says, v'chisahu. Does it v'chisah? V'chisahu is a miut. You do it once, and then you don't do it again. So even if the blood becomes uncovered, there's no fear of again to cover it. On the other hand, if the blood was never covered through an act of mitzvah, such as kisah aruah, so there's a dust storm, and now it all gets covered with dust. And then it says in the Mishnah, chayav l'chasos, and that means, as Rabbi Bar Bachana points out from Rabbi Yochanan, when it says, yuchayav t'mi v'chaseh lo shonu ala shechazav v'nitgala, that's only if the blood becomes uncovered. But it's not shayach to say, cover blood which is covered. There's no way to do that, mitzvah. So in lo chazav v'nitgala, you don't go now and pour new dirt on the dirt that the wind scattered over the blood. That's not called kisui hadam. So if lo chazav v'nitgala, patur min hachasot. Oh, now wait a minute. If that's the case, then even if chazav v'nitgala, it shouldn't be chayav. Because then, my hav, ba'itzchilei. So what's the difference? You already have dichui. Once we have something that cannot be used, let's have a carbon that is nipsal, now becomes now kosher. So it's nitcha. Give it oil the nitcha, nitcha. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Since this dam has been nitcha from being a maisa mitzvah, a chefetz to do a mitzvah, huh? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Papa, we see a very important lesson on here, says Rav Papa. Zot omer, from the Mishnah we learn, ein dichui it's a mitzvot. That if you have something that you're supposed to use for a kiyum mitzvah, and there was a time in which it was incapable of being so used, such as over here where it became mechusa, once it becomes usable again, you don't say, well, it's no longer a useful chefetz, because it cannot be restored to its previous hashivas. When it comes to a mitzvah, there's no din of dihui. Umay shma mihat etanya hashochet v'nivlad dam bakarka chayav lechasot. Why is it different when it says over here, this is going back now to the first part, that it was covered with dirt. So it says over here that you don't have to cover it at that time, only if it becomes uncovered. But it says that if somebody is shochet and the dam is absorbed into the ground, that you are chayav to be mechaseh, even though it wasn't chazav and nisgala. So why over here, Rabbi Yochanan says, dafka was chazav and nisgala? Mashma, that you can put dirt on top of blood that's absorbed in the ground. So what's the difference if it's absorbed in the ground or if it was covered by ground? Apparently putting the act of putting offer on the place where the blood fell is sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah. And it says, no, hasam to shimon nikar. There it's talking about where indeed the moisture was absorbed, but you could still see the place where here's where the blood fell, and you think, okay, it was absorbed there. But the blood is exposed. I can cover that? That's also kisui hadam. I don't have to cover necessarily all the moisture of the blood which is under the ground. I am covering it by putting it on top. But over here, there's nothing to cover. I don't see any dam. There's nothing nicker. It's covered by offer. Therefore, it says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not shaykh to do the mitzvah. When the Mishnah says over here, you're chayav l'chasos, it means you're chayav l'chasos when it becomes available for kisui. Namely, when the wind blows off the offer.
Wind blows off and stays on, and that's it.
There's nothing to do.
Can you uncover it so that you can make that bottle?
If you would uncover it, then it would become chayav. But there's no chiyav. No, there's no chiyav. You're not worse than the ruach. Nemru al zeh harbe ta'amim. The Indian of the kisui hadam. I mean, the etzem, the kisui hadam, is a contrast to the dam that's given you to kodshim, right? Any dam that would have been roy for kodesh, it's put on the mizbeach. Those things that are not, the etzem put on the mizbeach and so on, if they're not from those minim, they're sure. So, okay, so those things you can't, as the Torah says, v'omar l'bnei Yisrael, fine, you can eat meat, but I'm not giving you the right to the dam. So again, there's different levels. Some learn it together of kavod for the dam. Others learn, like Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch explains, that it's a way of separating between the life force of humans and the life force of the behemoth. So in other words, there shouldn't be a connection that even though a human being is capable of eating basar and absorbing basar from other things, he's not, his type of life has to be seen as a different type of life. So you can't utilize, so to speak, the vampire element. When we view drinking blood, we view it as drinking life, not as sustaining nourishment. That's the whole vampire legend. It's not that, because a vampire can't eat meat instead of blood. It's a completely different dinner. The blood provides him a life of some sort, even in death. Whereas meat is something that has to do with the underlying elements that allow life to exist, emerge from them, right? So the way he understands it from Shamsher Rafael Hirsch is that there's never an element of the vampire in the human. Because you cannot be sustained on animal life. You can only be sustained on animal organic material. And so the Torah, therefore, over here, creates a discrimination between the level of human life and the level of animal life. But that gets to run against vampirism. That's a completely different approach to it. Okay, so there's a lot of delicate remuzzin to the relationship to the Mizbeach. Remember, we have three, basically, approaches to Dab. Either you put on the Mizbeach, or Al Aretz Tishpachet HaKamayim, which is a relationship to Behemoth, or V'Chisao Be'Afar. So you need not only to deal with why Kisei Adam, but what are the three levels of how we deal with them, right? Dam Shinitareb B'Mai. Im Yesh B'Mar Idam Chayav L'Chasam. Suppose the Dam gets mixed with water, as long as you can see the color of Dam in it, there's still a fear of kisui. Nitareit b'yayin, and now the yayin has the color of dam, and therefore I cannot see which is yayin and which is dam. Then ru'imo tokiilo humayin. You estimate what would have been if this wine would have been water. If the dam, mara dam, would have been nicker, then that amount of yayin is not mevato the dam. Nitareit b'dam ha'behemah. Suppose it gets mixed up with the Dam Behema, which isn't chayav in Kisei, now you have rove of the Dam Behema. Or it gets mixed up in a Dam HaChaya, that says Dam HaKaza, instead of the Dam HaNefesh, of a Chaya, not from Shrita. Then Ro'imo Daya, there too, we look at it, Kilo Havayi, and you see whether it would have been nicker in that amount of water. Rabbi Yudah says, no, in this case, you don't have estimated at all. Because since it's min b'mino, ein dam evato dam, it doesn't matter how much dam you would have of the behema, no dam can ever be mevato other dam, and therefore, even if there's a little bit of dam that's royal kisui, you have to be mechasa. Dam hanitaz v'shal asakim, blood that's scattered far away from the mokum hashchita, most of the blood is here. Or you have some blood that's on a knife, so you would be mechasa to be mechasa from where we learned that even if you have to be gorer the dam in order to put it on dam, because it has to be be'afar, so you'll have to do that. Rav Yudah says, Rav Yudah ematai, when is this true? Only bisman she'im sham dam elahu. That's only if that's the only dam that is available. Ava yesham dam shalohu, potor min hachasot. The chiyav is not to be makasa all dam in all places, but to be makasa the dam. So if this is the only dam, then you know, finami, not to be makasa. This has vast implications of having the element of the covet for the dam and so on we were talking about. Again, we'll see in the circuit. Zon hasam, dam shivitareb babayim. Now we find, that's fascinating, that should be brought up precisely as Rabbi Yaakov brought up the question. Because here, we're going to contrast the issue of dam shivitareb babayim, legabi, putting it on the mizbeach. Is it kosher for Zerika? With our case, is it kosher for kisui? So there it says in Tzvachim that if the dam is mixed with water, in Yeshbo mar it dam kasher, nitarek b'yayin, roivatokilo umayin, nitarek b'dam b'imau b'dam b'chayav, roivatokilo umayin, and Rabbi Yudah says, ein dam nevato dam. And we have a parallel here to our mission. There, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, He added that Rosh Hashanah should not lumayim latoch adam. This whole thing is only where the water drips into the blood, and therefore it's mitbatel as it falls in. But suppose you start off with water and there's blood dripping into the water. Now, as each drop of blood falls into the water, it becomes batel. Otherwise, you wouldn't have seen it. When you've got a certain amount of blood, basically the color of the water now changes back into red, and now it's noticeable. So then, rishon, batel, b'chor, at that point, it would become batel. Says Rav Papa, but by kisei adam, that wouldn't be true. Even though it's true, l'gabi yisri galgabi mizmeh. Because what's the reason it becomes unusable? Because of dichui. But dichui we showed is not shaykh kisei adam. It's only shaykh to the mizbeach, to the chashivas of kodshim. So when it comes to kisei adam, ain't okay. In dichui, it's a mitzvot. And the mela, even though it drifted in little by little, once it's chazer, when it's orer now the mara of dam, it becomes right to be mechasa. No different than if it was covered by the ruach. No, not really. I mean, that's where something else falls in it, but it relates to it. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Omer Shmuel, kol ma'e admimut mechaprim u'machshirim v'chayavim b'kisui. If you'll notice, there's actually three different issues that we're forced to determine whether something is done. What would those three issues be? Well, do we know? Do we have to be mechaser the dam? Can we use it for shizrik agam mizbeach? And the third issue, which we have not as yet discussed, is can it be machshir? If it falls on zrayim, we know it's a critical mayim. We learned as a din of mayim. Can it be machshir, or is it batel? Now, of course, that seems a little strange, because if it's mixed with water, the water could certainly be machshir. But not the Gemara will ask what the chayt say legabe machshir. In any event, the Gemara asks, what in the world does Shmuel think that he's being mechadish over here, Micah Mashma? Mechabrim Tanina, we just had the Mishnah that we quoted from Zvachim, that legabe kapara, it says that as long as it's nikar, maradam, it's kosher. Chayava b'kisui, we just had our Mishnah. It's also Tanina, we don't need Shmuel to teach me a Mishnah. But machshir is tzrichala. You're right. But what Shmuel was pointing out is that there's a third issue that hasn't been mentioned, and that's action. Hearing? That doesn't make any sense. Idam, and what's the difference? Whether it's Zam or Mayim? Idam and Shurim Achir, Mayim and Shurim Achir. So where would be the issue of Achir? Ah, Lo Tzricha Shetimdo B'Megishami. It's talking about over here that it was mixed with Megishami. Megishamim are not Achir, unless you had specifically in mind that you wanted it to be yori, because it's kiyutan mayim azera. So anything which wasn't akshave by the person is not going to be makshir zroi. Well, wait a second. Megishami nami, I mean, kim deshakam arami akshavino. You're telling me that it got mixed up over megishami. I assume you mean that it was maybe such a tamto. Tamto means it was poured in, you poured it in. If you collected it, even if you didn't have kabbalah for action, that's already called kiyutan. Because it was kiyutan similar to kiyutan, it's written kiyutan, and we read kiyutan, right? So then what's the difference? Again, once it's water that was mukshab, who cares if it fell as rain? No, I'm sorry for my grammar. I didn't mean that he himself was stomated. I mean he became mixed, he left it outside, it rained. So now the shail is, the dam part would be makshir. But because I haven't been makshir, the mayim that fell from the sky, the mayim wouldn't be makshir. So now the question is, kol mare'ad mimut comes along Shmuel to tell us that you should know whatever is considered to be dam lagabi the mizbeach. You know that I've brought in reinforcements. So therefore he comes to tell us the din of hechsher. If there's a maradam, then this mixture will be makshe. Rav Asim Narvil says no. The finish over here is not talking about mixed with water. You missed the point. It's talking about plasma. Not water. The water element of the blood is what it's referring to. So that's, she's talking about a whole different issue over here. So, b'tzilalata d'dama, what we're talking about is the plasma of the blood. So you had already you separated out, therefore, the hemoglobin from the blood. It dried up now. And now you're left with a wet area around, which is pure plasma. So now the question is that dam going to be mafshir or not? Well, that's a question. That's what Shmuel's come to tell me. As long as within that clear moisture there is admumit, just going to be dam. That's what it's referring to. That's already been finished. Shmuel's not coming to repeat the Mishnayos over here. The blood dries. The first thing that dries is the metallic, the hemoglobin now coagulates, goes out of the dam, but it still leaves that element of the dam that isn't dried yet, right? It's clear. It can be. It depends how much of it is separated out. So that's what Shmuel is coming to tell me. That if you have a maris dam in the moisture that's left, it's still considered to be dam. And that's it.
Is that
chayav
also? Becoming just the
pleasant? No, he's talking about over here, Lagabe Hashem, is his
kind
of
question.
That's what
he's talking
about? Is that just the I don't know why though. I mean, this is how Rashi does the refresh. It's a reference specifically to. I don't know why, Taki. I don't know why. I have to take a look more than that. That should be. Oh, that's probably why. Because it doesn't matter if it dried. Look at the. In other words, if I can still see it, it's not worse than Nivla Bakarka. But our president, you came to my rescue. I have no idea how to explain it, and you just explain it. Thank you so much. They don't call him the president for nothing. Of course, that's the issue. Of course. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yidifti Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yidifti says, Lagabe Achila, which we haven't discussed bechlal, you should know that it would be onushkaris if you eat it. Vuhudi ikha kezayas. Now this is dafka if you have a shear of kezayas of actual dam gomor in it. But you can't include over here and it's a loss of the dama. Tosis points out that's got to be the pshat, because if it's referring back to the mixture of water, then why would anybody have to say vuhudi ikha kezayas? Obviously, I mean, anyone's going to become chayav on drinking the water, because that's the bar of dam. I mean, there would be no possibility that the Gemara should need to say such a thing. It's obvious. There's got to be a reference to the loss of the dam at the Talmud that it does not have a din of dam gomor. That is, if I've taken out really the hemoglobin from the dam, then it doesn't leave dam gomor in the rest of the package. We'll see later. That's a din of dam. I don't know what you're referring to. This is what got me wet. You just hear this maybe. Just tell them it's the middle of the church. Call back. What's that? The shear of dam is kezayis. That we'll see also. Then. Yeah. We're going to talk about it. The Brisa says, it should say the Tanya, the Brisa says that also this dam of a mate would be metame, vuhudi ika revias, the shear of the tuma is a shear of revias dam by a mate, and again, the tnan hatam is a little bit problematic, because lechora, there is no such mishnah, as Tosis points out, and in other sugyas that quote, there's always this the Tanya, that kol mashke hamet torim chutz bidamer, any liquid that comes from a mate, let's say a woman's milk or tears from an eye or so on, so all of that would be considered to be tahor, except for the dam, which is of course tamei midiraisa, the kol mare ad mimut shebo mitamim ba'ora. And as long as it is reddish, it will be metame in an oil, even though it's only tzulosa de doma. Now, on the other hand, as we'll see in a moment, there's other mashkim of other tmeim that are not tahorim. So the Gemara asks now, from what we thought was a reference to mashke amet, you're telling me mashke amet tahorim? That other liquids that come from a mate are tahor, v'ramini mashke tvuyom kemashkin shinogeya behem. That generally speaking, we're mechalek between, since the Torah has created situations in which there is a tumah chamura of certain mashkim, let's say by a zov. The klal over there is anything which first collects and then is excreted, that's metame. So there, that's not what we're talking about over here. So in other words, let's say the spit of the zav, or the shechvazer of the zav, or the urine of the zav, and all of those things are metame, that those are mashim chamuri. We're not talking about those issues here. Here we're talking about things that are not considered to be mitagel, such as tears, that obviously there's glands, but that's not called mitagel, or milk is not considered to be mitagel, because again, it's not mitasef, and milk glands have little, each one is separate and keeps its milk in it. My shenken, other things actually need to be collected first before excretement. So, those things are what we're calling over here those mashkim. If you have a tful yom, and he's already gone to the mikvah, then the mashka of a tful yom is like the mashkin shinogeya man. It's the same thing as if he would have touched something, and in neither case are they mitami. Elo velo ain mitami, he's only a sheni latuma. We didn't make any specific halacha to create a tuma on these things. There is a little bit of a problem over here in that the mashke of a mace, if you're talking about the milk, let's say human milk is considered to be food. If it's considered to be food, it should be makabel tumah from the mace. That's what it says. It's talking about over here that it was collected through a tube. Right? So in other words, we're talking about over here where you inserted a catheter, and the person died, and now you have that mashke. So it wasn't nogeya in the mace. So there was no tumah of negia per se. The question over here, whether we made a gezeira that such things should be considered to be tumah as if they are a chelik of the maid. So it says, before we claimed we weren't. Here it says, the mashkin of tul yom won't be metame, but listen to this, v'shar kol atmeim, but anybody else who's metame, ben kalin ben kamurim, whether it's a person who is kal or a person who is chomor, they're the mashkin ayotze behem, arke mashkin ogea behem, ve'elu ve'elu tfilas. In all cases, the mashkin would be a rishon latuma, and except, of course, for a mashkin, which is an avatuma, such as the actual things that are mit'aglim v'yotzim, like the roke and the shechvazera of a zah. Fine? Now, when you say anybody else, I mean, I'm pretty darn sure you mean a mace. I mean, you're talking about Ben Kalim, Ben Chamurim. You can't get more chomer than a mace. He's a viavotatuma. And you just claimed that the mashke v'yotzim ben mace are tahor. Now, how do you explain that in light of this? So my kalim, my kalim. I mean, tell me what that means. I mean, I would imagine it means kalim would mean a sheretz. So let's say you have a dead sheretz and you're dissecting it and you cut through the bladder or something. And now you have mashkim from a sheretz or a zav. You have mashkim of a zav that aren't mitaklim v'yotzi. That's considered to be kal. The chamur is considered to be a mace. They're only avatuma, and the mace is avotatuma. No, actually, believe it or not, the mashkim ayotzim min hamace are tahorim, and the mashkim that are meant here as kalim the chamurim is the kal is the sheretz, and the chamur is the zav, because the zav, after all, has higher levels of tumah and betamei mishkim v'boshef, and he has his 7 days, and so okay, so we call that chamur. Oh, come on, man, you're telling me that a zav is betame mashkin and minarabonin, obviously, because these mashkin are not considered to be the avotatum in the Torah, and a mate not? I mean, why would that be? Maishna zav, the gazrube rabbanan, Mashna meit, the logos will be Rabbana. Well, very simple. Zav lo bedile yinishmini. People do not keep their distance from a zav, and therefore are liable to actually become tamei marmish midiraisa, near him. And therefore, as part of the extension of those tumas to avoid such a possibility, gozer be'rabbana. Whereas a mate, anyway, people are bedile from a mate. People don't hang around a mate. So therefore, there was no necessity to create a new additional tumah. And lo gozer be'rabbana. But in Afinami, we stick by what we said. Kol mashkeh ha-metorin chutz mi damo, and even to lead to the Dhamma as long as it's right.